This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
So according to a new poll, majority of Americans believe that Biden is actually trying to stop Donald Trump, deny him the presidency, basically, by putting him in jail. That's an actual poll. 56% of all voters think Biden is actually trying to stop him by simply putting him in jail. You know, that's... That's a pretty significant response, I would think. And I got to tell you, folks, if this continues, that is going to be the narrative, and the Democrats will do everything they can to try to spin it, and they will have, I think, a great amount of success doing that. But overall, and the longer this goes, you know, the election's not going to be held tomorrow. The election is going to be held in November, so there's going to be so much time, especially if they start seizing assets of Donald Trump to pay this ridiculous judgment against him, or this ridiculous fine, essentially, because people see it as fundamentally unfair. They realize that the fix is in. And Donald Trump, of course, whatever they might think about him or his personality or anything like that, he does connect in a way, and this is what makes the Democrat Party elite so angry. He connects in a way that is very unique, and it's something they can't replicate very easily. You know, maybe not since, not since Bill Clinton or Barack Obama was able to make some of those connections, but Donald Trump actually connects with people, I think, even in a more unique way, in a more significant and more substantive way than Barack Obama ever could, I think. And so that's what we're looking at here. But I'll tell you what, folks, welcome back to the program. It is hour number two of the broadcast. Kyle Warren with you this morning. We're live here on Saturday morning, 949-822-7959 is the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. Also, you can head over to my website, kylewarrenshow.com. That's kylewarrenshow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message. We've also got some great new features there at kylewarrenshow.com. We've got our GCN Live link right there. We've got, again, the Send Kyle a Direct Message. We've got more information about the program. You can check out the podcast. And we want to give a shout-out this morning. TalkStream Live as well has the streams running. So we appreciate that so very, very much. And we got links all over there at kylewarrenshow.com. We got a great question, by the way, from Roy in Seminole, a question about Donald Trump's border wall, and we will get to that here, I think, probably in the next segment. So thank you so much, Roy. We do appreciate that, your question very, very much. But I do want to tell you about this. I do want to tell you about, again, this notion of what are they doing with Donald Trump seizing his assets. And by the way, folks, as well, hour number one, we did start with this terrible tragedy that has happened, this terrible attack by ISIS-K claiming responsibility, the attack at the theater near Moscow. Over 60 people were killed in cold blood. Some 145 people were injured, from what we understand, in this terrible terrorist attack by ISIS-K. And again, ISIS-K has been unhappy with Russia for a very long time. We understand one expert believes that they believe that Russia is helping to oppress Muslims. But no matter what, an attack like this is simply unjustifiable. And our thoughts and our prayers go out to everybody affected by this. We don't know at this time we're checking to see if we get any new breaking news about this. We're checking to see if there were Americans that were at that theater. Americans were actually told by the U.S. State Department just a couple short weeks ago, to avoid big gatherings like concerts, venues, and shopping malls, things like that. We also understand that the United States warned Russia about this as well. We don't know to what extent. We don't know what the response was. And unfortunately, this has occurred, and it is a terrible, terrible thing. And again, our thoughts and prayers go out to everybody that has been affected by this. And again, as I said in hour number one of the things that actually makes me very concerned is that sometimes you can have a signal from a terror group. One attack is a signal for another attack. We know that FBI Director Wray has been very concerned about ISIS coming across the unsecured southern border of the United States. So we don't know. The answer is, folks, we don't know how many bad actors are here in this country. And so, again, hopefully there will not be any other kind of attack that we see something like that here. But again, this is part and parcel of what the Democrat Party elite and far left are bringing about. Well, we got Todd in Tampa. He's holding on the phone this morning, folks. I think he would love to have a 60 seconds with Todd. So, yeah, it's the weekend. Let's give Todd 60 seconds. Good morning, Todd. Go.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen of America. I started with three stations here. I don't know if we're up to 165 stations, but all you have to do is listen to me for 60 seconds and shut everybody else down. Hey, Russia, Putin, are you gonna attack Hamas? Okay, because they killed 60 of your people over there. Are you gonna drop some bombs like you did on Ukraine and kill those innocent people? Okay, then we'll know you're a fraud if you don't go ahead and retaliate against Hamas when your people just got killed, Putin, you murdering thug. Okay, hey Donald, let me tell you something to your face. I've been attending your Trump rallies. Well, why don't you get some blacks on stage and some Spanish people on stage and say, well, this is why we're voting for Donald Trump. Like you used to, okay? We understand. We heard you talk to everybody. We want to hear the American people on stage talking to everybody. I'll smoke Boris Epstein. I'll smoke Conrad Black. I'll smoke anybody you got just talking to the American people. And this transgender issue, what a disgrace, lady. Stand up for our country. Stand up for Jesus. And let's get to work. Peace.
All right, there's Todd. And I'll tell you what, folks, we are going to come right back. And we're going to tell you what Frank Luntz has to say about the seizing of the assets of Donald Trump and the kind of damage that that can do. So there you had it. Todd, he's fired up this morning, folks. We're fired up, too. Stay right there.
Hey, folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're back, everybody. And we're glad that you're there. Glad to be here, of course, as we rock through the weekend edition of the program. Wherever you are, we hope that you got some great weekend plans. Me, I'm just glad it's not calling for wind. That's the one thing I just don't like. I don't like the Santa Ana wind conditions that crop up from time to time. It's a lot. So I know in different parts of the country you get pretty big thunderstorms and windstorms and so forth, and you get trees over and power lines down and so forth. And so when the wind hits Southern California, it's literally no fun, especially when it's hot outside. It just becomes miserable, that's for sure. But welcome back to the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you, and we have much more to tell you about on the program this morning. As I mentioned last segment, and then we wanted to give Todd a chance there, but I want you to hear what Frank Luntz is saying. And he's over on CNN, and some of the people watching him talk and listening to him, they kind of have this look on their face like, whoa, what? And, you know, it's very funny, to be honest. But Frank Luntz, and it's interesting what he says. You know, I don't know if he's trying to give a true warning or if he's just giving his analysis here, but no matter what, I think he's on track with exactly what the perception is going to be if Letitia James continues on this track to seize Donald Trump's homes, his buildings, and so forth. And again, right before we went out to the last break, or in the last segment, I should say, we mentioned about this poll that's out there. Some 56% of people believe that Joe Biden's trying to put Donald Trump in jail to stop him. Now, I don't know, maybe that's the quiet part out loud, I guess, and say, well, of course we're going to put him in jail because we're defending democracy. Democracy is at stake here, and we are the sole defenders of democracy. Do you notice what they do with that? You see, if I tell you I am the only person in the world who can defend democracy, so you have to vote for me. Well, what does that mean if you vote for somebody, anybody else? What if you vote for Robert F. Kennedy Jr.? Are you, well, that's a vote to not defend democracy, because the only way to defend democracy is to vote for Joe Biden. And this, I mean, 10 years, 20, 50 years from now, historians will actually be laughing. This will actually be like a comedy routine to them, to say yes, and they'll position themselves as the one entity to actually protect democracy, when in reality they would be so much more akin to establishing an authoritarian structure to do what? To make sure that they control every aspect of your life, from the environmental control to the political control to the words you can use. And it becomes very Orwellian. It becomes just like 1984. What word can we use today? What person is going to be an unperson tomorrow? How are we going to rewrite history to make it look like what we've been telling you this whole time is really true? And, you know, as my older kids went through high school and they read 1984, they would come talk to me and say, Dad, you know, this is really powerful. I mean, this seems to be right on the money. And I'd say, that's exactly right. That's the same thing when we went through it in school and so forth. And you know, as I understand, the author, you know, George Orwell, simply reversed 1948 to make it 1984. So it's not necessarily that in 1984 all this was occurring and would be a direct thing. But it's definitely about the development and the deterioration of the state into what George Orwell describes, right, as Big Brother. And I think, you know, if you look around, I mean, who actually resembles, what political party actually represents and resembles exactly what Orwell might have been talking about? Well, seems like that would definitely be the Democrat Party elite and, of course, the far left. So let's listen to Frank Luntz from CNN. This is a really, really interesting audio clip. Let's listen in.
Going forward. All right, Frank, the politics of this. Folks in the Biden campaign are already starting to refer to Donald Trump as Broke Don, which is interesting. And then there is the possibility that the New York Attorney General, Letitia James, would have to start or would start seizing assets, maybe even buildings. How do you think that would play?
I want you to remember this moment and don't forget it. If the New York Attorney General starts to take his homes away, starts to seize his assets, it's all going to be on camera. Pundits are going to sit there and scream about this. This man cannot be elected. You're going to create the greatest victimhood of 2024, and you're going to elect Donald Trump. If they take his stuff, he's going to say that this is proof that the federal government and the establishment and the swamp in Washington and all the politicians across the country and the attorneys generals and all of this, that this is a conspiracy to deny him the presidency. He's going to go up in the polls just like he went up every single time they indicted him. The indictment, let's not talk about whether it's justified or not, but it will prove the things that he's saying on the campaign trail, and he will go up and it may just elect him president. Do not forget that. And I say this to the Attorney General right now. If you play politics on this, this is what the Secretaries of State did in Colorado and what they did in, I believe, it was Maine. His numbers went up in both states. I don't understand. I'm almost speechless in how pathetic the opposition to Trump has been and how completely misguided. And this is a perfect example of it.
Very interesting. And again, you know, when he says, well, I'm talking to the Attorney General, you know, watch out because of what you're doing. So, yeah, I mean, that may be his own personal agenda, whatever. But what he's talking about, though, from his professional standpoint, I think does hold a lot of water. And that is that you're going to, you're going to, you know, it's almost like in Star Wars, right? You know, I haven't used a Star Wars reference for quite some time, so I think it's about time. But right, what is Obi-Wan Kenobi say to Darth Vader? He says, if you strike me down, I'll become more powerful than you can possibly imagine. Well, Donald Trump is certainly Obi-Wan Kenobi at this point. And the idea, of course, is that then he would go and he would help Luke and tell him what to do and sort of, you know, engineer the events throughout the rest of the films, right? But this is exactly what's happening. And people will see this. They see it as entirely unfair. This $354 million, which turns in to what, the $450-some million, it's essentially half a billion. This is seen as very unfair because it's, you know, Trump can't even have an appeal until he ponies up the cash. And again, they want cash. They don't want a bond. They don't want to have other guarantees. As we heard Jonathan Turley talking about, you know, there's all kinds of things they could do. They can, work with the lenders. They can work in order to secure what they need to secure and still be able to move forward. I'm telling you right here, folks, that I think one of the reasons why the judge in this case has done this most ridiculous, completely unprofessional, unethical, and just out egregious fine against Donald Trump is because they don't want this to see an appeal. Maybe they think it will eventually. Now they'll see some assets and all this, and maybe eventually it just slows everything down, I think. But because they know that none of this is going to stand up. It's not going to stand up to scrutiny. You know, when you have people who arguably are not Trump supporters, I don't think Kevin O'Leary, Mr. Wonderful from Shark Tank, is necessarily a Trump supporter. I think it's probably not the case that he's a Trump supporter. But it doesn't matter because he's talking about this from a business perspective. He's talking about this saying, look, what they're accusing Donald Trump of doing is how the business is done. And so he said you'd have to lock up every single real estate developer in the universe, basically, if you're going to prosecute this kind of thing. And so, again, it's perceived as being unfair. I think it's perceived as being un-American. And the American people, the American voter across the highways and byways, they feel that. You know why? Because in so many ways, they, in their lives, have been treated unfairly at one time or another. And they look at the Democrat Party elite as being just that, the elite that seem to be able to do whatever they want to do. Remember, if you're Hillary, if you're Hunter, if you're, you know, any of these individuals, you kind of do whatever you want to do. No big deal. But if you're Donald Trump, we're going to stop you any way that we can. And Frank Luntz, I think, was right on the money with his assessment of this. Very interesting stuff. Folks, stay right there. We are coming right back. Bottom of the hour break is next, and then we're coming right back at you.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Today News Update. Secretary of State Antony Blinken announced the U.S. has presented a draft resolution to the United Nations urging an immediate ceasefire in Gaza linked to the release of hostages held by Hamas. Blinken made the statement during his meetings with leaders in the Middle East. Following his discussion in Egypt, he's scheduled to travel to Israel. New York's Attorney General gearing up to seize some of Donald Trump's properties. USA's Laura Winters.
Donald Trump's golf course and a large estate he owns in Westchester County could be seized by New York Attorney General Letitia James. She's filed the preliminary paperwork in case Trump can't post the $500 million bond he needs in order to appeal his civil fraud judgment.
Immigration riots have been unfolding in El Paso, Texas. Reports indicated that the Texas National Guard faced a significant challenge as waves of illegal immigrants attempted to breach border barriers Thursday. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We are back, everybody. Welcome back to the program. 949-822-7959 is the number to call if you're with us live here early on Saturday morning. And if you're listening to us on a replay throughout the weekend, head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's my home website, of course, KyleWarrenShow.com. And you can send us a direct message. You can find out more about the program and how you can hear previous shows and everything. It's all right there, KyleWarrenShow.com. And we hope that you're having a great weekend, by the way. Whatever plans you have, I hope that everything is going well, going smoothly. Well, something that did not go smoothly certainly was the border wall. We got a great question from Roy, listening in Seminole on 860, AM 860, The Answer, of course. Our home station, Salem station there, AM 860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida. And he says, good morning, Kyle. Just a question. Trump had 4 years to build a wall in Eagle Pass, Texas. How come they couldn't get it built in that long of a time? Thanks and have a great weekend, Roy in Seminole. Well, thanks, Roy. Well, overall, of course, the Trump administration, Trump tried to build the border wall as best as he could. It certainly was campaign promise. We'll build the wall. Mexico will pay for it. Obviously, Mexico was not going to pay the money for that. There are different ways, I think, to try to cajole them and coerce them to obtain funds that you could use for that. But there was actually some large areas of the border wall that was actually constructed. And there was about, of course, almost the entire run of Arizona was built. This is from U.S. News, some 226 miles, or nearly half the total number of miles built, again, run along Arizona, including more than 100 miles in both the Border Patrol sector near Yuma and the sector near Tucson. There's about 458 miles, I believe, that were constructed where they already had some kind of barriers there. And then, of course, there are some what they call natural barriers. So, in other words, it's not contiguous by that stretch of the imagination. But what would happen, though, is that obviously you'd have the House coming in. And the House went in and they wanted to – and they passed a bill basically rejecting Trump's border wall emergency. This was back in 2019. Trump, I think, was using the declaration of emergency to try to shunt some of these funds. But, of course, he was always, you know, being thwarted at every turn for the money for this thing. Joe Biden campaigned on stopping border wall construction. And so then, after he came into office, then you had all this stuff just being rusting out in the desert, and all this money that was spent. And by the way, they wanted to take the money that was being used for the border wall and evidently build a school in Germany and then go back and put it to some other Pentagon, projects that were not funded at that time because the money was diverted. So that was one of the primary problems with that. It was so much headwinds. But I'll tell you this, though. I think that, you know, as Donald Trump goes out and campaigns, he can talk about how much resistance he had to the border wall. And when you take a look at that footage of those illegal immigrants busting through the chain link fencing and then going after the National Guard troops again. And I love the way Peter Ducey put it at the press briefing room. We said they're in uniform. And they're landing punches on them, and they're doing all this stuff. I mean, and this is to something to individuals that are in an official capacity there to defend. And this mob just went haywire. You know, at what point? And by the way, and I appreciate we'll be talking with Denise Simon here in just a few minutes into the next segment. By the way. But Denise Simon had pointed something out that I think is really, really important. And that is, if they're willing to do that to uniformed military, essentially is what the National Guard is, uniformed military personnel, what do you think they're going to do to you and me, on the streets of America? This is so far out. This is so much of what would just be in like a movie, and you'd say, oh my gosh, that was a scary movie, you know, when you had this basically an invasion happen and you had literally no consequences for bad actions and people were having their homes moved into by illegal immigrants and so that they could establish their own residency in that home and then it'd be almost impossible to kick them out. I mean, and on it would go. You'd say, that's a scary movie, man. But, you know, we're living it. I mean, this is exactly what's going on. And I'll tell you this, the Democrat Party elite and the far left, there is going to be, I think, for the voters, a reckoning at the ballot box that is going to reject all these things that the Democrat Party elite and the far left have been foisting on us. And by the way, if you criticize what happens at the border, you're some kind of racist. If you would be the least bit upset that there is a TikTok influencer, himself an immigrant, as I understand, with 500, half a million followers, And he actually tells you how to go take over property so that you can take possession of it. You know, you'd be called some kind of racist. Well, that's just you're mad because you're just a racist. And it's this kind of stuff that, you know, if you think about it for more than a minute, right? If you think about it for more than a minute, it just sounds so silly, right? But if this is an actual propaganda that they believe is working, has worked to try to shut people down. Because the last thing somebody wants to do is be called a racist. But, of course, there's no racism entering into it. You know, and by the way, even in my local area here in Southern California, I have had people tell me of these stories of people that are targeting older individuals in parking lots for, like, the grocery store. And there are, I mean, even to the point where people get into somebody's car with them. And I'm telling you, these things are happening everywhere. And if you have, things that are just out of control, and there's no sort of sense of, well, I can't do this to another human being. I can't trick this person and steal their purse out of their front seat while my friend distracts them, telling them, you know, you've got a flat tire or something like that. You know, there's no consequence to any of this, because law enforcement has been, I'm going to use the word Ketanji Brown Jackson used when talking about the First Amendment in relation to the United States government. Somehow, and this happened last week, right? She talked about how the First Amendment would hamstring the government from basically, and I'm just paraphrasing here, censorship during very important times, whatever that is. You know, this is all where it's going. There's no consequences for crime unless you're not an illegal immigrant, I guess, but if there's no consequences for saying something so egregious about the First Amendment that, you know, most people would say, I can't believe this. This absolutely goes against everything that we would know about the First Amendment. But it's just now this the attitude. And, I think that she will not obviously prevail in her argumentation about the First Amendment. Oh, the First Amendment's too restrictive on the government. So wait a minute. Isn't that why we have a Constitution? Is that why we have a Bill of Rights? Let's see. You can't have unlawful search and seizure. You can't quarter troops in my house. Let's see. I have a right to remain silent. All these kinds of stuff can happen, but it's supposed to empower the citizen as opposed to having the government be able to lord things over you. Anyway, we got from here to there, folks, from A to B. But I'll tell you, thank you so much, Roy, in Seminole. I appreciate your message. And, I think Trump could really campaign again on the idea that they shut down the border wall so terribly. And look at what's happening now at the border in El Paso, for example. I mean, none of this looks good for the Democrat Party elite. That's why they have to have the media to prop them up all the time and just talk about how bad Trump is. We got to seize his property next. That keeps everybody looking the other direction, right? Stay right there, folks. We are coming right back. We've got a lot more to talk about. Kyle Warren with you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
On the weekend edition, I'll tell you that much. You got a lot of serious things happen across the globe, everybody. That's no secret, no doubt about that. But we do strive to send you off into your weekend with a smile. Hopefully the time that we spend together goes by very quickly for you, especially if you're working in the overnights, especially if you're working early on a Saturday morning. Whatever you're doing, if you're driving a big rig, if you are in law enforcement, if you're a first responder, if you're working a shift, if you're in the hospital working a shift, or even if you're in the hospital, you know, and you're listening to the program, you know, we're keeping track. We love to hear and get updates from Lucy in Sarasota, listening on AM 930 WLSS. We've got the most recent update was a very good one. She's doing great. She had been in the hospital for over a month and was listening to the program, and now she's going through physical therapy. She says we're going along right with her during physical therapy here with the show, and it just makes our heart feel good. I know it does to you. It really does to me so much, And that's one of the great things about this program is we're building this community of listeners and stations and everybody out there. Whatever you're doing throughout the overnights, we're glad to be along with you. We're glad to be part of that, and we're hopefully make it go, especially if you're working, go a little bit faster. And if you're in the hospital, that's for sure, we hope that it kind of goes fast as well and that you get out and go home and get better. That's for darn sure. Well, this is the part of the program, of course, where we like to play another song, keep you going through those overnights, whatever it is, again, that you're doing out there. And first hour, we had a great song, Everybody Have Fun Tonight, from Wang Chung. And this is a kind of a cool one, too. And especially, I don't know, I got to tell you, well, I'll comment after the song here. But definitely, this particular song has always been one of my favorite ones by none other than Van Halen. And this is from 5150. It's called Dreams. Eddie Van Halen on that guitar solo right there. You know, you see people like that come along, and I think they really are truly musical geniuses, and somebody like Eddie Van Halen we won't see for a long time. But I'll tell you this, though, folks, that iteration of Van Halen, of course, I think was just absolutely phenomenal. They had a lot of great music, very different. From the original days with David Lee Roth, but actually I think they evolved and they changed And they made a lot of great music. There's no doubt about that. So Van Halen's Dreams from 5150. And I'll tell you this, folks, it is now time. We have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience here with us again on the weekend show. Good morning, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
All right. Well, as always, no shortage of things to talk about. And we are going to, there's a lot of political things to talk about, but first I want to get any updates that you might have regarding this this terrible terrorist attack that happened near Moscow. We understand the U.S. State Department actually warned Americans about mm-hmm. this, and I think warned the Russian government as well. Mm-hmm. But what else do we know at this hour?
Yeah, the interesting. The U.S. Embassy got intelligence. The U.S. Embassy in Moscow, so they turn around and warn the officials in Moscow, Russian officials. And Moscow, I think on the 7th, it may have been a little bit later, had put out an internal threat announcement on, they didn't describe the threat, they may have done that purposely, but Islamic State, ISIS-K as it's known, has taken credit for it. Now, whether that's actually official or not, we don't know, but they have taken credit for it. It may be a head fake, but nonetheless, it was not Ukraine. Let's just put it that way, which was Medvedev's first knee-jerk reaction to assert that it may have been Ukraine, but that didn't go any further. So, but it's bad. It's the building burned down because apparently they had some incendiary devices with them as well. I watched many of the videos. It was pretty horrible. So
indeed. Well, you know, you mentioned about Medvedev and Ukraine. This would have been completely out of kilter, it would seem to be, to me. This kind of attack would not be something that would rally people to Ukraine.
It's not something Ukraine would ever do.
Right.
That's just not it. Well, so.
Exactly. And now, also, I have not seen reports yet, but do we know anything or have you seen anything about Americans that might have been in that theater at that time?
I don't know that yet. I'm doubtful that there were, but there were families there. So there were children that were killed in this thing, too.
What do you think, Justin, we got about 30 seconds here before we head to the break, but what do you think the retaliation will look like if it is, in fact, ISIS-K? Do you expect Putin will go all out? I mean, they're pretty occupied in Ukraine right now, but what would you speculate?
I haven't speculated, except that they're, you know, working pretty diligently. Apparently they have arrested detained two suspects. There may be as many as eight. But two have been detained. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know. They were looking at a white car near Ryansk, and apparently that car had several in it, and two mm-hmm. got away, and they were able to detain two.
Well, stay right there, Denise. We appreciate it. And we're coming right back, folks, after your top of the hour news. Stay right there.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.